Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gear up for the match with suitable casual clobber. From overshirts and jackets to polos and tees, hoodies, sweatshirts, hats and more. Fritterskalada is making waves in the pubs and on the terraces. Come join the FDR movement and get 15% off with your discount code WMS. Stand out in the crowd, be indie, search FDR clothing online and on socials.
Where Gareth wants to mention something.
Hi. Make sure, the thing is about me is I am an incredibly unfashionable man, but since I discovered Fritterskalada, I've actually become sensationally sexy to the point where I actually feel objectified. So what I would say is if you go onto the Fritterskalada website and order using the code WS15, you'll be able to get yourself money off the clothes that have made me sexually attractive to people for the first time in my life.
I agree. Do what Gareth said.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Where do you go from that?
It's nil-nil, I guess.
It was
nil-nil. It still is nil-nil.
It was.
If we're talking about sexually attractive, did we play sexually attractive football tonight? Is that the link? Is that how we make some sort of link to the ad, the guarantee?
I don't think there is a link.
And then we just need to move on from that.
Yeah. Well, I think it was all things considered, really.
But what I would say is on that point, we have tried to be quite sexy, haven't we, this season? Well, I would say there was a balance tonight.
Stop talking about being sexy.
But it's important to be
sexy. Just imagining you in your pants.
You can be sexy without pants. You can be sexy without pants. Or with pants. Or post pants.
I think really.
Well, my point is, tonight, I thought we were like balanced tonight.
Yeah.
Very much like this. We didn't go full. Whatever the plan is, we kind of like capped it off a bit, and we kind of were a bit more conservative in terms of our shape.
Tories, really, essentially.
Well, I didn't say that.
You are right in that we have done well to go to the top team in the league, who are on 83 points, and managed to get a 0-0. I think we were saying earlier that actually we're the first team in this season. I'm saying this with an air of
hesitation. I'm going to know this.
Well, sorry, we need someone who does stats here, but are we the first team this season to get like a clean sheet against them at home? Is that right? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
But like, regardless.
Yes, agree.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that is now law. But we have done.
I don't mean it's law.
No, law has been like L-O-R-E rather than like.
What?
No, like.
Can we not? This is a conversation for somewhere else.
Yes, exactly. But I think that we've done really well to go and get a 0-0 draw against top team.
We could have had more.
We could have had more. But when you think of the injuries we've got, we don't have I know we're not allowed to talk about it because we keep repeating it, but we don't have a striker at the moment. To go and end that 0-0, and actually, although he was about an entire football pitch offside. We did at some point have the goal.
We hit the bar as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like we didn't look like scoring. We've played quite well tonight.
Pointless point, of course, because the season is dead, so...
Well, no, it's not dead. But no, I think...
Can you... Just don't talk about sexy
things. No, I'm not talking about sexy things. The frustrating thing, again, for me, is like when you look at tonight, you think about, like, oh...
Well, then you look at Stoke at home, don't you?
What this team could do if they were given...
Yeah, I know.
What they needed, like if they were given the extra bit that they needed,
which they weren't, but it was actually taken away from.
But the frustrating thing about it is, you kind of go, oh well, everyone comes away at night and goes, oh well done, you've got a point at Burnley. Now I'm not disputing the fact that it's a good point, because Burnley have been exceptional and like have gone like full like Reed 105 points level season, and that's like a phenomenal effort from them, and they are a really good team with some really good players. But you kind of think, we're not, and we've seen all the two games of Burnley we've played, we're not that far off it. And you
we
think,
look like a team with potential.
Yeah, and you think the opportunity to realise it sooner was there, and we turned it down and
lost on XG again.
We turned the opportunity down, Dr. Craig Clark there. On XG.
Sorry, but we have
Dr. Alan Clark
there on
XG.
We've lost on XG.
I don't know what that means.
I don't care about XG battles.
Dr. Christian has joined us.
But yeah, I'm just saying, I just feel like we could. Again, it's just like if we'd just been given a little bit more where we needed it 2 months ago, now we might not have been 6 points off the playoffs. We might have been in the playoffs.
I just think that point today. Like, if we'd have got what we needed, that point there goes, God, you're fourth, which of course we are, but, oh, well, we've remained fourth ahead of the gate. But unfortunately, because the squad, because the January transfer window was abominable, we don't have that now, and now we're 11th, and it's like, yeah, it's a good point, but... It's not enough, is it, really?
We've seen with the injuries that we've had over the past couple of weeks, I mean, our injury list is ridiculous at the moment, that we don't kind of have the squad depth to be pushing into.
We don't even have a squad, really.
Exactly. Like, I think at one point, although it was a joke, I said, I'm surprised we've got 11 players on the
pitch. Even Joe Anderson made the bench today.
Who I still don't believe exists. I have no memory of us signing him.
You went to Millwall.
I went to Millwall.
Yes.
I did go to Millwall.
He played against Millwall.
Joe Anderson, yes, I remember him well. No, I think that we're looking at squad depth, we're looking at the fact that the players do look knackered. I mean, Dan Neil was blowing out his arse by the end of that match. And actually, even in the first half, I am stealing someone else's point who made this earlier when we were watching the match, but even during the first half, he looked knackered. And we have got a team of players who are knackered because of the January transfer window. We don't have the squad depth to be able to give those players a rest. And I do think the part that came into tonight, you look at the fact that there were passes played by, like, in front of players who couldn't run onto them because they were too tired. You look at the fact that one of our players, literally, again, Daniel, fell to the ground at full time because he was tired. I'm not being negative about this point, because I don't think that it's a bad point. I think we've done
well. It's a great point.
I
mean,
but if we're looking at what we could have done to improve that.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
They could have made changes off the bench. We couldn't have. We couldn't have changed.
All we could do really was counteract their changes.
If you look at that game as like, say, if it was a top two,
Sunderland,
you'd go.
See, where was Sheffield United?
Say that was a game between two teams in the top two. And that is the frustration for me, because we have the players, we have people like Clark, I think is exceptional, and I wouldn't be surprised if somebody had a go off him in the summer.
Spurs, maybe.
Well, but seriously, I think.
No, but like maybe they do have him.
But he is.
He's pretty sexy.
He is a really excellent player.
Yeah, he's good.
And you look at
Jack Clark.
And you look at
Craig Clark.
Your
brother.
Dr. Jack Clark.
Are you doing this?
Not really, but I do think Jack Clark is a fantastic footballer.
Although the Tash, like, yeah, what the fuck is he doing there? He's looked at Trihume and gone, oh, fancy a bit of that, and decided to grow a couple of hairs on his top lip. Sorry to Jack Clark if he listens.
Don't body shame Jack Clark.
It's not body shame.
I think we've got maybe we just need three players to if you could airdrop the three players in to that team that we've got as options, I think we'll be talking about tonight a good point in the playoffs and not a good point in 11th, and that's a frustrating thing for me.
It's been 11th, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but it's not 8th, is it? But at the same time, you just got to think, it's just phenomenally frustrating for me, and I just hope the opportunity comes. When people are saying, oh, well, next year...
Oh, well, unfortunately, that won't happen. Because
next year will be the year because they'll have a chance. That's fine, but let's
No, but people are just saying that because they want that to happen.
So,
yeah, but you're right. But at the same time, let's hope it does.
It's not how development works, though.
It's not going to happen, though.
No, but we
and
don't know.
Who are we going to have next year? Look at the loan players we have. Realistically, how much of this team are we still going to have next year?
I think we should sign Scott Hogan personally.
Well, the option.
But
they're both strikers, which you won't be signing because we don't need them. But I think the frustration is there's so many positive things. So if you took tonight's game in isolation, you'd go, that was a really positive thing. But
earlier in the season, it's a positive game.
Because it doesn't mean really anything now, it's like, well, what is it? What's the point?
I think that's what this podcast should be called, really. What is the point?
Well, that makes me think of something really good that we share together, Matthew. What's the fucking point?
What's the fucking point?
What was that guy again?
Dave Stewart, the wonderful from mine and Dr. Alan Clark's friend. Dave Stewart.
Did you not think Ekblad played quite well? I did. I enjoyed it.
I thought Ekblad did quite well, though.
I like rubbish.
I thought he did alright, yeah.
So if I was going to add something to what has been said, it would be that development is not linear. So a good young player isn't just going to be better and better and better. That's not how it works. You're going to get dips. So you need some experience, don't you? And I think, like, obviously, Evans, when he's fit, Stewart, 09, Gooch, they offer that. But you maybe need to add a little sprinkling. Bart, who I thought was great tonight. I thought he played really well. He was fantastic tonight, Bart. I thought he played really well.
There's no argument to say that Bart is our best signing in the last like couple of years.
That would be Patrick Roberts, really, I think.
No, I don't think that's true. I think... Jack Clark's probably is
Clark,
best.
Bard, Clark, Ballard.
Ballard's a great player as well. Obviously not playing.
But you look at Bard, where we've got and pick them up on like for not like in League One to pick that player up, and for him to come in at this level, and you'd think he like could be a top six.
And in terms of him going into the role of captain as well, like obviously we've had the Evans injury, so him just gradually taking on that role of captain, you can see that he is commanding the players more. You can see that they are listening to him, and it is really good to see his presence on the pitch. On top of people who I thought were fantastic tonight, I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but Patterson, I thought he made some really good saves tonight. Great pulling faces for an audio medium, Matthew. Like, that's really going to work over this. But I do think Patterson made some really good saves tonight.
Like,
I think he had some good distribution as well. And also, I love him, so...
He's all right. He's
fantastic.
He's fine. We need another goalkeeper.
The first clean sheet in Burnley since 1982, so well done to him.
That's great. Well, I've been looking forward to that.
For any side...
They still haven't done the double over us or beaten us for quite a while, actually. Well, not including the home game.
I don't think that matters.
They haven't done the double over us for...
Well, I will sleep tonight.
No, but obviously, like, from a sort of, I think people expected a high scoring game.
I did, to be fair.
We haven't, that's the first time we haven't scored for, I think, 22 games. So, you know. Well, I think that's a decent performance for where the club's at.
It's a good performance, and we could have won the game.
I mean, they did win on the XG in that.
That's
one for Chris's abacus, but
Chris's maths.
How many touches did Gilhard have?
About six.
Well, he had eight.
I don't think he had any more in the set.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, no, he's rubbish.
I feel for him because we need more than he is. He's not what we need. He could potentially do a job, but we've already got someone doing the job that he
is
designed to do.
Pilot?
No.
Pontius Paul?
Plumber. Oh, I can see him as a plumber.
I need a locksmith. If Joffy can... If Joffy can replace my front door lock, that would be great.
Front door lock?
Well, it's not so missing. The front door lock's broken.
How did you leave your keys in it again?
No, it's just knackered. But luckily it's locked.
So, Joffy, if you can get in touch and let us know whether you can replace locks, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. He'd have to do it on his own.
Matthew's address is...
No, well, we won't do that. Gareth's phone number is...
Actually, I've got loads of... Actually, text to read out from when you've sent it to made people text me, so do you want me to read them out now? So I'll leave them for the show on the 27th of April at the Customs House.
Tickets are still available.
19 tickets are available.
The Custom House of South Shields on the 27th of April. Should come to that. Actually, there's not very many tickets left.
There are about 30 tickets
really
left.
It's obscene, really, isn't it, really? Who would want to come and see us in a theatre?
Well, Stephen is going to be furious with his podcast. So, and he's bald.
He is bald.
Cheers. All the best.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.